Tropical Cyclone 2 has formed. It'll pass south of Alabama, but it will enhance our rain chances over the next few days. Today, though, we have a heat advisory in effect. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index maybe as high as 107. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 77. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. There will be a few tropical downpours. The high temperatures will scale back down a little bit to the lower 90s and lows tonight in the mid-70s. You can stay on top of the tropical action by downloading our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested 3 teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and 2 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. And attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says this is a frivolous motion. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
You know why this is one of my favorite songs of hers?
It's
so raw. You can hear it in the voice.
TV. Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. For delivery.
6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. We'll head back to the phones in mere moments. I do want to update on the big pharma deal. Here's a headline from NPR. Judge blocks Trump rule requiring pharma companies to disclose drug prices in TV ads. Stop me if you've ever heard this before. A federal judge sitting in a single federal circuit has put a nationwide injunction down on the Trump administration. Color me shocked. Globalist corporate is whore judge.
Shocking news.
Under the rule, if the medicine's price was more than $35 a month, it'd have to be stated during the commercial. The challenge, opponents say, is that the drug's list price and estimates of what people can expect to pay vary widely depending on coverage. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
What would it cost? Then say that in the insurance. Say that in the disclaimer. Drug costs $2,000 a month, but your insurance may cover all or most of it. Check with your insurer. Well, how hard is that? A single federal judge in Washington, D.C. struck down a rule over the entire country. I'm so sick of these federal judges. And back to Jeff Epstein for a second. How about this headline? Bombshell, Alex Acosta. Now, Alex Acosta was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida back, what, 10, 12 years ago? Maybe more. And Jeff Epstein,
more, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was the pedophile child dealer. He's the one everybody's talking about right now. He's the one. You remember I said this could be the biggest story since 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Said that yesterday. This could be the biggest story since 9/11, Jeffrey Epstein. Alex Acosta has gotten a lot of grief the last few days. Because Alex Acosta was the U.S. attorney. He's having a news conference at 1:30. He may be resigning. I hope what he does is say exactly what's in this article that
yeah,
I'm about
for
to
real,
read.
Right?
You want to talk about setting the woods on fire. Donald, please, if you're listening, the God Emperor of the United States, the President of the United States, the doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius, if you're listening, tell Alex Acosta when he goes out there at 2:30 Trump time, 1:30 Central, tell him to say exactly what's in this article that I'm about to read. Because apparently what Alex Acosta said when he was going through confirmation to be Trump's labor secretary, when he was asked about Jeff Epstein, he said, and I quote, that he had been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. Quote, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. He told his interviewers in the Trump transition, who evidently thought that was a sufficient answer and went ahead and hired him. For almost two decades, for some nebulous reason, whether to do with ties to foreign intelligence, his billions of dollars, or his social connection, Epstein, whose alleged sexual sickness and horrific assaults on women without means or ability to protect themselves, is well known in his circle, and he remained untouchable. Vicki Ward is the one who wrote this story. She is the authority on Jeffrey Epstein. She's been digging into him going far as back as 2003. She is the authority. She wrote for Vanity Fair as far back as 2002. Spent months, years on the Epstein trail. If this is true, I'm telling you, I mentioned this during the 9 o'clock hour. Ann Coulter's theory was that he belonged to intelligence.
Right.
That he was an intelligence asset. Question was, which agency?
Right.
Was he a businessman from Zaire and the CIA?
Right.
Or?
GRU.
Mossad.
Mossad.
Yeah. What was he? MI5 or 6?
There's something going on there.
Something going on here with Epstein. Nothing else makes sense. You remember the biggest red flag on the entire Vegas shooting was that the media kept telling us over and over the guy made millions of dollars playing video poker?
Right.
Right. You can't make money playing video poker. It's not a job. I don't care how perfectly you play it. The game is designed to beat you over time. The longer you play, the more you lose. The only good bet on video poker is the first bet. Every bet after that is successively a worse bet. Mathematically, that's an absolute truism. Same thing on slots. Same thing on roulette. You put all your money on your first bet because every other bet's a bad bet.
It's very...
unbelievable.
Well, and then they'll ask people, like they've asked regular, like actual hedge fund managers. Like, what does Epstein do? We don't know.
Yeah, no, we've never traded with him.
Where does the money come from? We don't know. Yeah, he doesn't make trades.
Doesn't make trades, doesn't do anything. I wish I could. I'm going to find it because I think it makes more sense in the context of intelligence. This thread I read through yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
Well, there's something going. I mean, anybody can look at that and go, this is, something's wrong here.
Something's terribly awry with Jeffrey Epstein. Terribly, terribly, terribly awry. And I am inclined to side with this version. That he is intelligence, either American intelligence through CIA,
But CIA is not supposed to run operations on Americans.
Right.
Particularly in the country. To. Yeah, but they do. Here it is. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take as our starting points two givens. One, you're a committed, unrepentant pedophile. Two, because of your old job in private banking, you're connected to lots of very, very wealthy people. We'll assume a goal. You want to be very rich. The obvious route is, well, obvious. You could just be a pimp offering underage prostitute services to very rich people. This has two problems. One, you're very disposable. And two, it's also not super lucrative. You can't charge millions of dollars up front. The second level, though, follows instantly. You don't need to charge up front. Just get them to have underage sex and then blackmail them afterwards for hush money. Better return on investment, but you're still a liability. And producing and receiving big bribe money raises big questions. So what do? Well, the second idea has some merits. First, you need to recruit people in. Have lots of massive parties at your spacious home. Invite top academics, artists, politicians, and encourage them to come. Supply lots and lots of young women. You don't even have to do anything. Most people invited might be totally unaware of the real purpose of the party. But sooner or later, some billionaire will get handsy. A young lady will escort him to a room with a hidden camera, and, well, things happen. Morning after, you strike. You inform him she was only 14. But you offer him a nice, neat way to buy your silence. A large allocation to your hedge fund, which charges a $220. To ensure nobody else asks questions, you also take the extraordinary step of demanding a power of attorney. The fund is offshore in a tax haven, and nobody will see the client list. Of course, you don't really know anything about investing. Instead, making up some nonsense about currency trading, and nobody on Wall Street has ever traded with you. The fund itself doesn't need investment personnel, only some back office personnel to process wires. You don't want money from non-pedophiles, or else they'll notice you're just putting it in an S&P 500 fund, so you reject all incoming inquiries. A $20 million wire from a billionaire to you with no obvious reasons raises questions, and the IRS wants to know where you did to warrant the money. A $5 million quarterly fee for managing $1 billion? Nobody bats an eye. Because of this structure, you're extraordinarily secretive about your client lists. Because they aren't actually clients, they're pedophiles paying you bribes. And they're also very secretive, which is why no letters or return streams ever leak. Occasionally, you may also try this trick on other people. Important political figures, mayors, prosecutors. They don't invest in the fund, but it's nice to have them in your back pocket. Others, academics, artists, can just be bought with money as a PR smokescreen. And of course, the scam can be kept going on for as long as people are willing to pay, which is forever. If you're ever caught, just lean on some of your other friends in government to lean on the prosecutor, get you a sweetheart deal. There's almost zero risk. And the last piece of the puzzle is evidence. You want it somewhere remote, but accessible. A place the U.S. can't touch, but you have an excuse to visit all the time to update. Oh yeah, remember that offshore fund? I bet there's a very interesting safety deposit box nearby. Now, put it in the context of intelligence. Put it in the context of weaponized intelligence. You guys remember Dennis Montgomery? Did you ever look him up? 600 million pages. NSA contractor turned over to the FBI. 600 million pages. And said, every rich and famous person in America is under constant surveillance. 130 Article III judges under constant surveillance. 8 of the 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices under constant surveillance. You remember this guy? Mm-hmm. Dennis Montgomery. Go look him up. Great, great individual. Great American. They don't just have you under surveillance, though. They got to compromise you. They got to entice you with big money for illegal operations and then hold you forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just do it once.
No. No. Scary world out there, people. This is your government or some government at work. It has to be. Jeffrey Epstein did not accumulate billions of dollars with nobody knowing how the hell he got it. That's not how you get billions of dollars. Somebody was protecting him the whole time. 16 after.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman.
All the headlines. headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. Right off I-65, you take that North Boulevard exit. Then you take that first exit. It's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. That'll circle you right around to the river, and we're down here cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, having a good time, and pretty soon we'll be opening up that RV resort. That's right. If you got plans to come down here and stay on the river for a few weeks or a few months, whatever, come join us. Get by here and let us know you want to be interested, and we'll get you on a list and get you an update about what's going on. Now, let's talk about good times on Sunday afternoon, because one of our Oyster Bar favorites for a long time, John Nemeth, is back in town. That's right. The man with that golden voice that can sing all them beautiful high notes, the beautiful harmony with the band behind him. So, man, y'all check it out. If you had never seen John, you're in for a real treat with a killer band. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're having a good time, and we're looking for you.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Back in 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. All the other kids with the 40 minutes till the show's over, people. 40 minutes. 40. That means we only have 40 minutes to make magic, Dave.
That's right.
I only have 40 minutes to tell you about great people like Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I talked to him on the phone yesterday. Great human being. Great man. Talked to a lot of our advertisers yesterday, and they all love the program, and they all love being a part of the program, and can't thank us enough for our hard work out there connecting them with really loyal talk radio listening audience, a big, vast audience, award-winning radio show, of course, and then a vast audience associated with it. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, by the way, 284-9292. 284-9292, easiest way to get in touch with them, pick up the phone and call them, 284-9292. But if you want to see the work up front, look, Baron, I like you, trust you, brother, but I'd like to see what I'm going to get up front. Go to the Facebook page. They got before and after pics. They got videos, time-lapse photography, and all that kind of stuff. 284-9292, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook, or you can check them out online, pennyearn.co, pennyearn.co. All the concrete you can think of. I've gone over it a million times. He could probably do concrete brutalism architecture if you want to. You know, they pour those big panels and put them up and call it an apartment complex. Looks like Poland circa 1981. I'm not saying he'll do it, but he probably could. But he probably could. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. I didn't. Were you here when we covered Evita and Eva Peron? And
all? No, but
oh my gosh. You saw the story?
Mm-hmm.
Trump comparing Ocasio-Cortez to Evita?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's the greatest comparison I've ever seen. She is taking over the left. And she's doing it with the same populist rhetoric. Did you know Eva Peron was only 33 when she died?
I did not know that.
She was only 27 when Juan Peron won the presidency.
Wow.
She did all that by the time she's 33. I'm 39. What the hell have I done?
Seriously.
Alexander the Great conquered the known world by 33.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ conquered humanity and died at 33. I'm 39.
Well, you got 5 years of award-winning radio.
Dadgummit, you're right.
We're having a freaking party about it later.
We are going to have a party tonight, by the way.
I mean, you say there's 40 minutes, and then there's 5 hours and 40 minutes until the greatest radio celebration in the history of Montgomery, at least. Probably Alabama.
Did you take a class in how to keep people's heads high?
Or the country? You know. I'm an optimist.
Half full kind of guy?
Yeah.
Not half full, all the way full.
Right.
When they look at you and say, is this glass half full or half empty? It's all the way full.
That's right.
Half full of water, half full of air.
It's true.
100% full. Everything's full. That's the way I look at the world. Mr. Positivity over here, Dave.
That's right.
I always see the bright side. I never think negatively.
Never.
Yep, 40 minutes to the end of the show. All right. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Covered that already. You know, Christopher Steele, the author of the Steele dossier, actually sat down and had a conversation with one Horowitz. You know who Inspector General, I think, is it Daniel Horowitz? What's his name? Comey FBI apologist, Fusion GPS co-conspirator, and Lawfare Alliance media narrative engineer Natasha Bertrand has an outline published today on the background interview of dossier author Christopher Steele. From within the article, some overarching details are interesting. There's a TCTH article here. As expected, Mr. Steele would only talk to OIG investigators from Horowitz's office. Steele would not speak to U.S. Attorney John Durham. You know the difference? A, he doesn't have to speak to Horowitz. Horowitz can only compel cooperation from intelligence community's agencies. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Employees, rather. They can't, you know, your contractor under no obligation to talk to him. Don't work there anymore. Once you're fired, no obligation to talk to him.
Truth.
Which could have been why some of the people remained on the payroll for so long. Bruce Orr and his really lovely wife, Nellie. What was the guy's name? Oh, gosh, it's all slipping my mind. We don't cover it enough on this program anymore. Anyway, the director of NSD at the time. Interview took place at the same time President Trump traveled to the UK for a state visit, likely coordinated so FBI officials could travel innocuously without media scrutiny. Interview took place over 2 days for a total of 16 hours. Recent reports of IG delay and follow-up interviews are almost certainly related to the outcome of his investigative findings. Yeah, I think the IG report was supposed to be out by now. I think we predicted July 1 or something, didn't we?
That's right.
Current officials within DOJ, FBI with obvious interests related. You know how I know it's getting close and things are getting real? My source is clammed up and will not talk to me. This happened like 2 months ago. And I asked him, I said, are you worried someone figured out you're talking to me? He said, no. It's getting too real.
Right.
Totally stopped talking about 2 months. That's why I hadn't talked about it in a couple months.
Huh.
I don't know anything that you don't know in the media. I used to have inside information.
Right.
Now I'm just flailing around in the dark. Interviews took place over 2 days for a total of 16 hours. Current officials within DOJ, FBI with obvious interests related to corrupt activity surrounding the FBI and DOJ use of Steele are leaking the contents of the investigative interviews to their notorious Lawfare Alliance media cohorts, i.e. Natasha Bertrand. So you can tell they're getting, you know, if Comey and McCabe and all those intelligence folks, Brennan, what's the spooky looking guy, Clapper? What a spooky-looking guy. John Brennan looks like he's out of central casting in a movie.
He does, yeah.
Clapper looks like he's
a real life evil guy.
Right.
Like he lives on an island by himself and has cats. You know what I mean? Pets them at weird hours in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And like in a chair and he like strokes them from head to tail. That's what Clapper looks like. He's evil. Brennan looks like he was casted for a Hollywood play to be the villain. A Hollywood movie. Brennan, I think, is more of a paper tiger. Clapper, I think, is an evil SOB. Like, truly, truly evil. His American lawyer is likely Adam Waldman, the same lawyer lobbyist who was working to put Steele in touch with Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Mark Warner, back in 2017. Waldman also represents another guy who made frequent appearances on this program when my source would talk, a guy named Oleg Deripaska.
Mm-hmm.
Waldman and Deripaska play a central role in what took place against Donald Trump during the election. He is now paying Christopher Steele for research. He was paying Christopher Steele for research back in 2016. So that's taking place. Chris Steele talked to Horowitz. We'll see what Horowitz's report says when it comes out. Let's get out of there for a second. Do you see what's going on the Turkish border with Syria right now?
No.
U.S. Intelligence agencies back at it again.
Shocker.
You know what the legacy of the Trump administration is going to be?
What's that?
No one knew what all these businessmen from Zaire were up to.
Right.
No one knew what the U.S. intelligence agencies were up to. I think what we're going to find out is even major stories that have broken in the past that we didn't know about, we're going to find the answers to them in the next 6 years under Trump. Like Benghazi.
Uh-huh.
You know why you couldn't get to the bottom of Benghazi? Because it was a missile-running enterprise. You know, prior to that outpost being opened in Benghazi, no American helicopters had been shot down in Afghanistan by American missiles.
Huh.
But after they open that outpost and start supplying missiles to ISIS,
right?
All of a sudden, Americans start getting shot down and killed in Afghanistan with American missiles.
Shocker.
That's the dirty little secret of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
It was American artillery shooting down American helicopters, paid for by your tax dollars, supplied to militants by your Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and your President Barack H. Obama. And now a large Turkish military buildup is on the border here as a new Assad offensive looms. Turkish military troops were deployed to places I can't pronounce. I mean, why would you name places this stuff? Kortquan?
What's that?
I don't know. Some place over in the Hatay province.
Oh, okay.
Don't these people just speak English? Can we just... the biggest mistake we made when we had the nuclear bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should have spoken English.
That's the requirement?
Yeah. Your country has 30 days to switch over.
English or STFU, huh?
Yeah, or we're gonna nuke you too. It would have been a lot easier. Let's see here. Syria. Where? I saw a really cool piece of this story. Now I can't find it. Here it is. The terrorists targeted by the U.S. By the Turkish military are members of the U.S.-backed People's Protection Units and Syrian Democratic Forces. Terrorists, guys. This is leftover bad policy from Obama and Hillary Clinton. Leftover bad policy. This entire war in Syria was designed to build a pipeline. It went terribly awry. Terribly, terribly awry. Heirloom Jewelers. Oh, you're going to meet Troop Booth tonight.
Hey, now.
He is going to wear, he sent me a picture a little bit ago, of a Rolex he's going to wear.
Uh-huh.
He is going to wear this Rolex tonight, because I told him, I said, wear a nice watch that everybody's going to love. And he sent me a text of it. It is James Bond's Rolex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where is it? Here it is. He said, I'm wearing James Bond's watch to Midtown tonight. I looked at it. Super, super fly watch. Look at that.
Bad.
Gonna have it there. The Submariner. It'll be there. Troop Booth will be there tonight. Heirloom Jewelers, you want to go by and check his stuff out? Maybe you talk to him while you're there. Maybe you introduce yourself to Troop Booth and say, I'm going to be a great Heirloom Jewelers customer in the near future. Because I hear you do the best jewelry work in the entire river region, maybe even the state of Alabama. And he'll say, yeah, that's me. I'm the guy. I'm the third generation jeweler with a penchant for paying people a lot of money for their jewelry and selling them my jewelry at a very discounted low rate. Yeah, same guy. Same guy. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Come out to Midtown Pizza Kitchen night and introduce yourself to him. We'll be there from 5 to 8. I don't know when he'll be there. He's just going to drop in.
Yeah, but he'll be there.
He'll be there at some point. Look for the guy in the Submariner watch. You'll find him. Do you notice things like that on people?
Of course.
Do you really?
Yeah. Always. You gotta take your little cues, you know?
You notice they have a little cheap first-generation Apple Watch? Have you noticed that?
You're the first person that I knew that had an Apple Watch.
Oh, am I really?
Yeah.
What? I've had it forever.
I know.
I love it. And I've always wanted to get the second or third generation or fourth generation, but,
right. Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah, it still works.
The only reason I would want one of the later ones, waterproof. Because about once a week I jump in the shower with it.
Right.
I have to take it off and throw it. You know. About once a week. Can I play a song for Klaib? Because it is Wednesday. Wind down Wednesday. Hump day. 84, I hope you're listening. Stop what you're doing.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Out in the Gulf of Mexico, potential tropical cyclone 2 has formed. It'll pass south of Alabama, but it will enhance our rain chances over the next few days. Today, though, we have a heat advisory in effect. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index maybe as high as 107. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 77. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. There will be a few tropical downpours. The high temperatures will scale back down a little bit to the lower 90s and lows at night in the mid 70s. You can stay on top of the tropical action by downloading our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rule on using people's music. If I made a country song with that same chord progression, would I have to give him a songwriting credit?
Yeah.
I think so, because you know Kurt Cobain has a songwriting credit on Panini?
Really?
Yes, because that chorus like they said that that sounded too similar to In Bloom.
Huh.
And they gave him a songwriting credit. Just to avoid the litigation. That's crazy. Then how did Vanilla Ice get away without having to give a songwriting credit for that?
I thought they just took all the profits.
What do you mean?
Like that, we played the song earlier, the ding, 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 ding,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the story behind
that,
right?
No, they stole, but they stole that.
Well,
they admitted they stole
it. But it's from
front.
A symphonic, it's from like the Rolling Stones symphonic thing.
Right.
And only Alan Klein knew what it was. And the Stones didn't even get the money. Alan Klein got the money.
Yeah,
they got whatever their portion was.
But they gave it back to
they
him.
They did, very recently.
Yeah.
But for a long time, they didn't make any money off that song.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how did Vanilla Ice get away and make all his money?
I don't know how they do.
So what's the difference between sampling and songwriting?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. Can we get a lawyer in the house, please? Can we get a lawyer to call in 272-9228? Someone that knows anything about law at all. 272-9228. Who's this? Tom Baudette.
Hey, I'm a C lawyer. Does that count?
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a C lawyer too, but I think we go ahead.
I was going to mention a little bit about Turkey.
Uh-huh.
I've been there 3 times. I went there to Istanbul, I've been to Izmir, and I've been to Aksas. I was there in 83 when all the Marines got killed, or shortly after that. And then I've been there 2 times since. It was really westernized all 3 times that I was there. Not quite like Iran was in the 70s before this mess all started. But it was westernized. They had Pizza Hut. They had the drinking alcohol. And nobody had to wear rags on their head and run around town or anything.
And their women were hot.
Yeah,
I've seen the pictures.
There.
They're on Reddit every now and then. It'll be like Tehran, 1975, before the Iranian Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shave. The women there shave. The ones in Western Europe in the wintertime, they're like bears. They don't shave anything.
Let's leave grooming habits and go back to something else.
All right, but what I was trying to get at is, I don't know a whole lot about this Erdogan guy, except that he's a Muslim, devout Muslim, and
talking about Erdogan.
They're trying to bring back that more Muslim kind of stuff there, and the country's actually in turmoil because of it.
Yeah, Ataturk recognized very early on that Turkey would always be a backwards wasteland hellhole if the hardline Muslims ever took complete control. And so he instituted Western reforms. He made men start wearing business suits instead of sheets. No headwear, you know, shave your beard, you can wear a mustache. And he instituted a lot of Western reforms. Let your women, you know, wear a little less modest clothing from time to time. Invite foreigners in and treat them well. Allow the Christians to keep their churches and don't murder them. And he did a pretty good job. And one thing they did in Turkey was when they set up their constitution, the military is actually in control, not the executive branch. And every now and then, the military will coup on someone.
Right.
If they have to. It's been like 6 successful military coups because you'll end up with these Muslims who inevitably can't help themselves. Hey, good call, Tom. Thank you. Way to get that conversation going. 18 minutes before the Dan Moore Show kicks off. JR?
Yeah. You were talking about Epstein a while ago and the federal prosecutor. What would have been the chain of command over his head? Who would have given him the stand down order on that?
Who was the attorney general at the time?
I don't know. That's
2003 or 4.
2008.
It was like.
So it would have been Obama administration.
No, it would have been Bush.
I think it was Bush.
Bush,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been Bush. It would have been Epstein. I think it was 2008.
Either way.
Or 2009. Hold on, let me look here. It doesn't matter because what we've learned under the Trump administration is there are two governments. There's a visible government that we see. It's 2008 was the plea deal. So that was under George W. Bush. And it doesn't surprise me that George W. Bush would be in with allowing globalist and intelligence communities to run the Justice Department to keep a guy like Jeff Epstein safe. Trust me. But it would have come, I guess, from the top. It would have come from somebody. Somebody would have sent word and said, "Hey, leave him alone." You know, this guy.
Well, it's going to be interesting if he points it out.
Well, there's a press conference at 1:30, and supposedly
I hope he does.
Supposedly, he told the Trump transition team this already. So, Donald, release the hounds. Release the hounds. What are we waiting on?
Absolutely. Okay.
I would love Acosta to come. You guys understand what's happening, right? Trump is revealing the deep state. He's showing you the deep state in real time as he cleans it out. He promised you when I watched it on these airwaves right here, you listened to it live on this place. We played Donald Trump's inauguration speech here as it happened live. Jack Campbell and I drank an excessive amount of sparkling wine that day. We celebrated. We cried. We embraced. We hugged. We danced. We had a big time up here in the studio. Not much you can do. Everybody was watching it, so might as well play it. Right. Listen to it. He said he was going to turn the government back over to the people. It had nothing to do with like, well, we're going to start taking opinion polls and listening to what the people want us to do, and that's what we're going to do for government. No, he meant I'm going to clean out this unelected bureaucracy, this deep state, this intelligence community stranglehold over the strings of government who pick your presidents, who determine what goes on the television, what you're allowed to watch, what you're able to see on social media. We're going to clean out the halls of this pond scum. We're going to drain the swamp. And then government's going to go back to being pristine and pure. I don't know whether he can get there. But this Jeff Epstein thing is part of it. This is 100% part of it. Biloxi Gambler.
Yes, back to Ice-T. I'm sorry, I'm 2 calls behind on the subject. But anyway, on that, my understanding is, well, he lost the court case because he was saying it was done instead of done. Yeah. Which was basically the same. The jury said, okay, it's the same thing. So he lost the case. But then he turned around and bought the rights to the one that he was accused of ripping off. So he owns both of them now.
I got you. So he bought Super Freak. He bought Super Freak.
Okay. Well, whatever the song was, yeah, he got both of them.
Well, it was Super Freak he was going after, right?
I don't remember the song.
It's Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
That's it. You got it, Dave. Good
what
catch.
What was the... Oh, no,
that's
you're
MC
right.
Hammer.
Yeah, that's MC Hammer. Can't touch this.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, hey, man.
Thanks.
Good call.
That's a great call.
Under Pressure is a great song. That's a great phenomenal call. Song.
Chase Interiors, great, phenomenal company. Chase Interiors is absolutely incredible. 799-1502. ChaseInteriors.com. Baron, do they do all the interiors? No. Walls and ceilings, people. Walls and ceilings. Dry rock, sheet wall, dry rock. something else, drywall, sheetrock, whatever they got in there. Ceilings, walls, you want to tear out that old nasty wood paneling that you've been painting over for 35 years? You can do that. You can put in some drywall. You got water stains from your water heater leaked. You got water stains where your AC line leaked. You got water stains where your kid plugged the toilet upstairs. We can fix all that too. Chase Interiors, 799-1502. 799-1502. You call them. You call them when you need them. ChaseInteriors.com. 799-1502. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. It's 13 till.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.
back in 51 minutes after 11 o'clock. 9 minutes till the Dan Morris Show kicks off. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you, keeping you informed and entertained for the better part of your morning, your mid-morning into the afternoon. Well, you know why it's the better part?
Because we're on.
Yeah. It's the best part of your morning.
That's right.
Better. The best part is when we're on. But, you know, you got some ads and music and stuff you got to sit through from time to time. 8 minutes now to the top of the hour. I was communicating during the break. Sorry for the delay. I was communicating with the break about how to get one of our listeners served with a lawsuit. And her statewide organization and the national organization, of which I think the statewide organization may be a chapter. So we're going to have to sue all of them. And I need to know where to send the lawsuit. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hi, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to say, yeah, I believe you're right about this Epstein thing being kind of part of all of this deep state exposure.
100%. Of course I'm right.
Happening.
I said it, so
yeah,
I'm right.
Well, hey, I said it too, but nobody believed me when I said it, so there's my level of credibility.
Well, it happened.
Versus yours. Well, you know, I mean, the list that I've seen on some posts, it looks like many A-lister of Hollywood superstars that are tied in with Epstein and his little temple down there on Pedophile Island. Have you seen any of that?
Have I seen what?
Any of the lists that are tied in with Epstein and his little Pedophile Island.
Yeah, I've seen the list, sure. I thought you meant, like, have I seen the island? No, brother, I ain't been to the Pedophile Island, I promise.
No, I wouldn't accuse you of that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the list of folks that have gone down there. It looks like an A-lister from Hollywood, man.
Folks
that you'd never think.
I mean,
disappointed in hearing about, you know?
Yeah, now let's do a couple things here. One is, not everyone Jeffrey Epstein has talked to is a pedophile, right?
Okay.
If he goes to church or synagogue, not all those people are pedophiles. If he goes to the Publix and picks up a loaf of bread, not all those people are pedophiles. It's possible to party at his house and not be a pedophile. I would assume. But flying to his private island on a regular basis, probably.
Well, there's a reason they keep asking you back, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because didn't you have a good time last time?
Yeah.
You have such a good time, but maybe the lighting was bad, and so you got to come back. You know, didn't you have such a good time?
Well, not only that, the young girl has to be alive.
That's right.
Maybe she died in the act.
Yeah.
So now, oh, got
to
get
I mean, look, guys, this is all the plot to Godfather 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I mean, really, it is.
It is. Where do you think they got him up with Godfather 2?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
You owe me a favor here.
Yeah. Godfather 2 was based on reality.
That's right.
Not reality based on Godfather 2.
Man, I tell you what, so disappointing in some folks here. I really think that we might hear some names of some folks that are tied in heavily with this guy that are just very, very disappointing to hear about.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Okay.
But Clinton, I'm not surprised about, okay? I'm not surprised at that at all. Are you?
Oh, hell no. If there's a deranged, low-end, licentious behavior that can be engaged in involving sex, Clinton's in on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he has bounds. I think Clinton would go after a 3-year-old if he could. I don't think he has a conscience. That's honest to God, I don't. I mean, the story with Danny Williams' mom and how he picked her up.
Yeah.
You know, driving through the ghetto, and he saw this crack whore, and he, you know, and then he ends up visiting her dozens of times while he's governor and sending gifts and money. And you know how she knew when she had a mixed baby?
Man.
You know how she knew when she had a mixed baby it was Clinton's? She said he was the only white client I ever had. I mean, she turned tricks on the corner in the ghetto. Not a lot of middle-class white people going over there looking for love.
I guess not. Well, I'm just... I guess I'm happy that there's some exposure going on.
You don't know that.
Now.
You don't know it's going to continue, though, because Jeffrey Epstein is one bullet, one slit wrist, one slit neck, one good head beating away from all this just going away.
Well, he's not the only one that's incarcerated, though, right now. he's got three associates that are incarcerated as well.
Well,
I guess they could kill all of them.
Well, maybe one of the maybe one of the associates is on the other side.
Yeah, well, that's
and if Mossad or MI6 or the CIA goes to a lifer and says, about to give your mom $100 million, all you gotta do is kill that tall Jewish guy in the corner. Guess who's gonna get killed?
Happen.
Yeah, guess who's gonna get killed about an hour later? Yeah, good call, Papa B. 272-9228. Who is this?
Hey, fellas, you didn't tell me that when this news first broke that Roy Moore pulled out of the race. I didn't know all that.
I didn't know he pulled out of the race. Did he really?
No, I'm just joking. I just messing with you. But I'm so pumped about tonight, man. I can't wait. And bringing my daughter, she's with me. This first time she's coming to one of the things. So, man, I can't wait to see y'all. And I love it. But it was always a rumor about Hillary having a snuff film. So this may come to fruition, I guess.
Yeah, that was true.
So,
and maybe this is the island where the great Skippy film was filmed, you know, or the Skippy audio was recorded. You ever heard the Skippy audio?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on. No. My name's John. Call me John. You've never heard that?
No, I don't even want to know.
I'll say this. We don't know what it is. Nobody knows where it came from. It leaked. It's audio that leaked. And it is clearly children in distress crying out to a guy named John, who demands to be called Skippy, and it is blood-curdling.
Jeez.
Absolutely blood-curdling. You will struggle to sleep for days after you hear it. And there's no video. It's just audio. I doubt it's on YouTube. The Globalist probably scrubbed that years ago. Never heard that audio?
No.
Dave.
Let's see. I like to live with the blinders on, Baron. I'm okay with it.
Let's see if I can find it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to find.
Yeah.
I'll find it and send it to you.
Well, or don't.
I might. Our number 272-9228, Jenkins Iron Auto. They are on the corner of Perry and Jefferson downtown, one block off of Madison, corner of Perry and Jefferson. I, myself, will be there tomorrow morning. I talked to Mike Jenkins just yesterday, and I said, hey, Mike, can I take my wife's van in there? And he said, Baron, absolutely. You can take your wife's van in whenever you want. And I said, well, I'll be there Thursday morning. He said, great, I'll give you a ride to work. And that's what's happening.
There you go.
I'm going to be there bright and early tomorrow morning. My man, Mike Jenkins, over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, a great human being, great technician. The guy understands the business. And he's just a good guy, man. He's just a good guy. Tires, oil changes, routine maintenance. You heard a clunk or a weird noise. Whatever it is, Jenkins Tire and Auto is absolutely your headquarters for your vehicles. And they'll get you working back. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Perry and Jefferson, one block off of Madison downtown. Dead downtown. It's a great place. Great place to be. And they got some great technicians. Diesel mechanics. They can do 18-wheelers. They can do classic cars. You know, just your daily driver. You know, the 2015 Camry. They can do that too. Get by there when you get a chance over Jenkins Tire and Auto. Dave, in 5 hours, we'll be partying at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
That's right.
I heard Joey Clark's going to stop by.
We'll be whooping it up.
I heard Joey Clark may stop by. After the Joey Clark Radio Hour goes off the air at 7. And after he does all the technical stuff he does. So he'll be there for the after party. Dan Morris Show around the bend.
After the party, it's the after party.
Yeah, well, that's why we're there. Dan Morris Show, mere moments away. Joey and Dan on these airwaves, keeping you informed and entertained.